This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in Acts. We're going to pick it up here today in chapter 3. For more info on this ministry, I invite you to go to our websites. This one here for this program, WGODradio.com. My Bible translation is at majoritytext.com. A Facebook page is WGOD Radio. I ask you to go and visit there, like the page. These programs are and the podcasts are uploaded on there as soon as they're recorded. For instance, this program here, you're hearing it on Thursday on the radio, but it's uploaded on Saturday. You could have heard it on Saturday if you're a real glutton for punishment. No, I'm only kidding. I appreciate you studying along with us here. Now, we left off in chapter 2. I made the point in the last program how obvious it is that the book of Acts is a historical book, and the same things can't and don't take place today as they did then. They can't. This was the birth of the church. There's no more apostles anymore. The last apostle died with the apostle John. An apostle was an eyewitness of Christ. He knew Jesus. He knew the color of his eyes. He saw him with his own eyes. He personally saw him alive after he had died and raised up again. This was an apostle. And as you notice here, all throughout this book, we see the phrase that we are eyewitnesses of this. This is what it said. This is what made an apostle an apostle. Now, don't get me wrong here. I believe any Christian can operate in any spiritual gift at any time as God sees fit. A Christian could operate in all spiritual gifts as God declares and as He chooses. He is God. He chooses. Now, let's move on here. Again, Acts chapter 3. Let's read the first 11 verses here today. Now, Peter and John, they went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, they asked for alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, he said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with him into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Okay, and verse 12. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people and said, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man walk. All right, let's stop here for a minute. First off, in verse 6, notice again the unique power and anointing of the apostles. Peter here, like Jesus, only had to speak the words in Jesus' name, and this person was immediately healed. Did you see that? He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And now verse 12, this is when Peter saw it. He saw this as an opportunity to preach Christ to them. Peter gives all the credit to this miracle to whom it is due, Almighty God. Verse 12, again, when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Galilee, why marvel ye at this? Why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power and holiness we made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son, Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Verse 14, but you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. Now, notice he says this twice. Do you see this? But you denied. That's almost laughable. How on earth does this guy, Peter, have the nerve to accuse somebody else of denying Jesus? Hello? He must have a short memory. I mean, let's put this into perspective here. I put Pentecost and this speech right here around May 24th from my reckoning of this here and attempting to figure out, because we know when the crucifixion was, we know when Passover was, and that was like April 4th. And now here it is, May 24th. May 24th. Now, Peter, keep in mind, here it is. It's May 24th. April the 4th, Peter denied Jesus. So it's not like this was so far removed from his memory. What a short memory he must have had. How in the world could this guy get up, point a bony finger at these guys, and say, you denied Jesus Christ? You know how? I'll tell you. Because this is not Peter speaking, but it's the Spirit of God. This is the Spirit of God speaking, not Peter. He's using Peter. See, this is how you can trust the Bible. When these men of God are speaking to you, it's not them. It's God speaking through them. You can read this in three different places. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, it says, holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Also, David said it. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1, it says that the Holy Spirit spoke by me. His words were on my mouth. David declared to you the things that he wrote weren't his own. The things that he spoke weren't his own, but the Holy Spirit was leading him to do these things. Peter just said the same thing. Also, Paul says it, 1st or 2nd Timothy 3:16, I forget. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That's the word theopneustos, two-thirds of the Trinity. Theos is God, pneuma is spirit. This is why some translations say all scripture is God-breathed. The Holy Spirit wrote this book. This is how Peter can get up and say, you denied the Prince of Life. You denied God. You denied him. You crucified him. He says this because it's not him speaking. It's the Holy Spirit speaking. You can take great comfort in that. This is not just a book that's written by men. This book is written by the Holy Spirit. It's written by God. God is the author of this book. God, this book, as it says in Hebrews chapter 4, the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. This book is alive. This is how you can study this for centuries on end and never get tired of it. You can read the same book 1,000 times over, and each time you get something new. You can't do that from reading Alice in Wonderland. Only through the Bible. This Bible is alive. The book is alive. The words of God are living and breathing and alive in this book. And every word in it is truth. Naysayers and atheists and scoffers have been trying for thousands of years to disprove the word of God, and it's true. It's faithful. It's never been found false, and it won't, because it's written by the Holy Spirit, written down by men. The word of God is faithful. Thy word is truth, the Lord Jesus said. He also said that I have come to bear witness to the truth. All those that are of the truth hear my voice. So I encourage you today, you can trust in your Bible. Your Bible is faithful. Your Bible is trustworthy. Your Bible was not written by men. It was written by the Holy Spirit. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Greek word there, Pharaoh, means to be carried along from one place to another. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And David says, this is not me writing. The Holy Spirit spoke by me. His words were on my tongue. When David says, I saw the Lord. When David says, the Holy One of won't see corruption. When David says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. This is the Holy Spirit saying these things. When David says, my God, why have you forsaken me? When David said, they pierced my hands and my feet. This is the Holy Spirit speaking to you, showing you these things, speaking to you. This book is supernatural. It's the word of God. It's truth. Every bit of it's truth. You can believe everything in it. Believe in the Bible and nothing else, and you'll be all right. So once again in this text, we see the Holy Spirit convicting people. You see, this goes right in line with what I said. This is not Peter speaking. It's the Holy Spirit. And remember what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit. He will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. So it's the Holy Spirit now says, but ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. That was Barabbas. Verse 15, ye killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are all witnesses. The Prince of Life, that's a archegos. The word means the author of life, ruler. Okay, we're about out of time here again. Now, Peter emphasizes here with a sledgehammer effect, three contradictions in the people's conduct. First, he said Jews demanded Christ's death when Pilate had decided to let him go. Second, that the Jews disowned the Holy and Righteous One and demanded the release of a murderer. And thirdly, that Israel killed the author of life, but God has raised him up from the dead. So that's where we're going to leave it off right here. You denied the Holy One and the Just One, and you killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are all witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. That's where we'll pick it up here again in our next program. We're going through the book of Acts, verse by verse here, chapter 3. Hope everyone has a wonderful day. Once again, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.